I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is denying Russia's claim of having captured the eastern city of Bakhmut as he wrapped up surprise appearance at the Group of Seven summit. Japan Reuters correspondent Joe Ramsey with more.
Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday likened the destruction of Hiroshima during World War II to the devastation seen in Ukraine's Bakhmut. He had earlier, alongside US President Joe Biden, lamented the tragedy that had unfolded.
For today, Bakhmut is only in our hearts. There is nothing on this place. So, just ground and a lot of dead Russians.
During that meeting, Biden announced a $375 million package of military aid, including artillery and armored vehicles for Ukraine.
And at the same time, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are due to speak face-to-face on Monday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more. And the United States is scheduled to sign a new security pact with Papua New Guinea on Monday as it continues to compete with China for influence in the Pacific. Papua New Guinea's location just north of Australia makes it strategically significant. It was the site of fierce battles during World War II, and with a population of nearly 10 million people, it's the most populous Pacific island nation. This is VOA News. A stampede by soccer fans at a quarterfinals leg match in El Salvador has left at least a dozen people dead and many more injured. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers tells us more.
The crush happened when fans pushed through one of the entrance gates at Monumental Stadium in Cuscatlan. One fan said one of the gates was closed too early, leaving many angry fans with tickets stranded outside. Those fans eventually knocked the gate down. Play was suspended about 16 minutes into the match when fans in the stands waving frantically began getting the attention of those on the field. Dozens made it onto the field where they received medical treatment. Speaking at the scene, National Civil Police Commissioner Mauricio Arizachicas said there would be a criminal investigation into the incident. I'm Karen Chamas.
Saudi Arabia's astronauts, the first astronauts in decades, headed to the International Space Station on a chartered multi-million dollar flight. VOA's Joel Ramsey.
SpaceX launched the first Saudi female astronaut on Sunday, along with a Royal Saudi Air Force fighter pilot. They're joined by an American and a retired NASA astronaut who now works for the Texas company that arranged the trip. Their capsule should reach the space station Monday morning. They'll spend just over a week there before splashing down off the Florida coast. Axiom Space, which organized the flight, won't say how much the tickets cost. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Yeah, tens of thousands of people rallied in Serbia on Friday for a third time in a month in protests following two mass shootings, even as government officials in the Balkan country rejected opposition criticism of the way they handled the crisis. The protesters are demanding the resignations of two other senior ministers and the revocation of broadcasting licenses for two TV networks, and which they say promote violence and glorify crime. Meanwhile, autocratic President Alexander Lukashenko had a separate rally in the northern city of Pančevo, where he accused his political opponents of trying to take power through violence. The two shootings on May 3rd and 4th, which have left 18 people dead, stunned the nation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.